All right. Yesterday, the Rashi did a chazara of the sugya. So by now, I am sure, Kitsi, not all the way down there, where I can barely see you. Anyway, so by now, I'm sure you all know the 12 Tashmas by heart and the grand finale, Al Kagan. So now we're going to go one step after that, which is, I want to get to know Shitas Abaye really well. We pass it like Abaye. I want to get to know him really well, what case he's talking about, what the halacha is, what are you looking for? This? No? And we want to get, what? No, I don't need one. So let's do a Abaye. So just before, there's one part that Rashi said yesterday, which I want to lock in and add a little bit, which is, Abaye holds yish lo midas, lo have yish, but the Gemara said one exception, which is zuto shayah. Zut Hashayim was an exception that Machlokes Rishonim, but Rashi went yesterday with Rashi, the Rambam, that Zut Hashayim is special. It's 100% that it's going to be Miyayish. So therefore, even if you don't know about it, you can still keep it, even according to Abaye. That's Zut Hashayim. Now, there is one other case in the sugya, and this is a Chiddush Gadol, that Abaye is Meideh. Samich has no simen, some which you don't know about, yet Abaye will be Moideh. And the Shiva mentioned yesterday the Shita of the Rambam by Truma. Right? The Gemara asked a kasha on Abaye. Dear Abaye, Truma, how can I take it from you? Take the Truma, how can he do it? Come back at 5:30, sir. How can he do it? How can he take the Truma? And the answer is because he made a Shliach. He made a Shliach, and that's how he's allowed to do it. The Rambam, though, when he brought down the case of Truma, did not bring the case of Shliach. And the big tumult, why did he not bring Shliach? So the Shiva said that yesterday that there's another Sugya in Kiddushin, and that could be the source of the Rambam. I'll tell you, Yediyah Gedola, it's the Vilna Goyin, based on a Mari Korkis, that wants to say, Mayor, what's the Goyin say? Right. He wants to say that in our Gemara alone, and this is an earthquake in the Sugya, in our Gemara alone is the source for the Rambam. And how's it, what happens? After the Gemara brought the case of Truma, the Gemara brought the case of Mari Bar Isik, the story in the Bostana with Amemar Mazucha. And the Gemara holds Shaka Taya there, and the Gemara at the end said, Klach Eitz L'Yafoy, so now you should be allowed to eat it. And the Gemara answered, or Mazucha answered, no, Mitzvah Shaini. The guy wants to say, Mitzvah Shaini is an answer all the way back up the Amid also, back to Truma, which means, by case of a mitzvah, Abaye also is Meideh, because 100%. Exactly what Rashi spoke about yesterday, Shittas Rambam is, the guy wants to say, that's our Gemara also. When our Gemara says Mitzvah Shaini at the end, by the story, what the Gemara really means to say is, by mitzvahs, is another case that Abaye is Meideh. Okay, so if we take a Shittas Abaye, and we're going to now go off the page, have in the back of your mind, Shittas Abaye is, Yish Shalom Yidatz is not Yish. The fact that Stama going to be Yish is not enough. It has to be, what? 100%. And we have two scenarios of 100%. Zut Hashayam and Mitzvah. Okay, that is the Sugya of the Gemara. Now let's go in the world of the Rambams and Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to get a little bit smarter in Abaye. And I'll put out the Shaila, how I started this I started this man with my Chavrusa making fun of me, and we'll see if he was right or I was right. The answer, we know who the answer is. But I have a box at home with Avedas that either I or my kids have found, and we're holding this box until Mashiach comes. It's my Aveda box. And my Chavrusa makes fun of that box. It's called Goldberg's box. Is there an obligation to have Goldberg's box? Now, what is in that box? A bunch of Avedas that have no simanim on them. They're worth just over a pruta, so therefore I can't, whatever. Like Cracker Jack rings and a bunch of garbage. I would love to throw it out. But at the end of the day, it's worth more than a pruta. You never know, in Kailua, I may have to use that for my kids. Whatever, okay, go marry this girl with that. You never know. The point is, there is enough money in there, and I can't just throw it out. So I have Goldberg's box of Avedas that am I allowed to keep those or not? They have no simon. We pick them up. Am I allowed to keep it? So L'chaira, Baal Peh, we would say, Abaye holds. Yish lo midas, lo havi yish, can't keep it. Yisru ras li yadei, I picked them up, maybe for the owner's meyayish. And that's why I have Goldberg's back. So what I want to discuss in the next 4 hours is that true? Do I need to keep that box? What is the real halakha? Okay, so now let's get into the kishkas right now. Now, I'll put this, I'm going to put this question out to the millions of people here and try to speak in an orderly fashion, which is going to get all confused. Abaye holds yish shalomi das is not yish. When I pick something up from the floor and I don't know if he was miyayish or not, did Abaye ever talk about that case? I'm going to repeat the question again. Abaye holds yish shalomi das is not yish, which means if the owner does not know that he lost it, then you cannot keep it. Even though if he were to know, you could keep it, because he would be miyayish. Right now, he doesn't know. What if you do not know if he knows? And I'll put it out there, three cases. There is, we're going to call the 100% case, the 50% case, and the no percent case. No percent case means he definitely does not know about it. He doesn't know. Then there's the 100% case where he for sure knows he lost it. And then there's the case I want to talk about, the 50% case. The 0% case means he for sure does not know that he lost it. That is certainly yish lomi das, you can't keep it. There's a 100% case meaning he for sure knows he lost it and he will be miyayish. Great, that's not yish shalomi das, it's yish shalomi das. Now there's a middle case that I'm asking you, which is 50%. I don't know, we don't know, does he know, does he not know? Did Abaye talk about that case or not? Anyone have something to say about that? Max wants to say that's our whole Gemara. You have a Raya?
Yeah,
what? What? Maybe that's the case where he vadai doesn't know. When you say the word stomach, give me 0, 50, or 100.
You could assume that every case he doesn't know. You mark these examples. Assume that he sure doesn't know.
I'm asking you.
Isn't that average
Okay, so Matt and Rummy are coming together and saying, come on, go over, you're wasting my time. For sure, the Gemara's cases are 50%. Why? What Rami's saying, what I'm saying is, the stuff, when you find something on the street, do you know for sure the owner doesn't know? How can you ever know that? But now, you're 100% right, and that's exactly what the Magen Mishnah says, but I want you to appreciate the Magen Mishnah has two steps in him. Now, I'll explain what that means in a minute. Abaye never said that. What Max and Rami are saying, Abaye never said. Abaye never got out of the chair and said, and if it's 50% of that, all Abaye said was one thing. He didn't say two things. Abaye said one thing, which is, if he doesn't know, there's no yish. That's all he said. Abaye never told us, and what if I don't know if he knows? I just want to make that clear. Abaye never said anything about that. Our Gemara is running and adding on to Abaye. That's the difference between Abaye and the Gemara. Abaye said, that's not yish. The Gemara is now applying that to a case where I don't know if he knows. That's a second step. The Magen Mishnah, when he woke up in the morning, that's the first Magen Mishnah on the page, in Perek Yudal Yisrael, Perek Yudal Halacha Hey, the Magen Mishnah, when he woke up in the morning, he was not sure what the halacha was. He thought that perhaps Abaye is only talking about a case where you definitely do not know, 0%. In that case, you can't keep it. Yish lomidas, it's not yish. But the Magen Mishnah had to have a mina that, you know what, maybe if it's 50%, maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't know. Okay, maybe that's still enough. I would be allowed to keep it. The lum, this is Rav Yeager's Masber, I believe, or at least Rav Asher, the name of Rav Yeager. I think Rav Yeager says it. The pshat is that when I pick something up, and this is fancy schmancy lumdis, listen to this. When I pick something up, I'm holding this object. I'm the muchzik now. Mr. Owner, who are you? What are you saying? We don't, it's a phantom owner, we know who he is. Maybe he was miyayish, maybe he wasn't miyayish. If he knows about it, he was miyayish. If he doesn't know about it, Abaye holds it's not yish. So we have, I'm a muchzik, I'm a vadai muchzik, and he's a suffix. Ah, very good. 100%. But normally, cheskes mamon, my friend, is stronger than a marakam. Right? I am the one, possession is 9/10 of the law, I'm the one holding this thing. This is my baby. Who are you, Mr. Marakama? You're coming to say, yeah, but I used to own it. Yashikayach, you used to own it. We'll get to it in a second. You're not wrong. We'll get to it in a minute. Okay? So the Magen Mishnah, when he woke up in the morning, said, Moda ani lefanacha, I'm holding this chepetz. And when I'm holding this chepetz, I want to keep this chepetz. Why should I not be able to keep it? Because maybe, suffik, the owner doesn't know about it, was not me, Ayish. And therefore, I want to keep it. That was the Magen Mishnah's breakfast. Then he went to Seder, and he said, you know what? I'm going to learn the sugya. And then he learned like Max and Arami, which is, if you look in the sugya said, all 12 cases, not 12, but like at least 10 of them, about 9 and a half of them, are kashas on Abaye. We have a kasha on Abaye. What are all these kashas on Abaye? Abaye said one simple thing. If he doesn't know, it's not Yish. Abaye never talked about the case of Safik. It's not the Magen Mishnah. I see the Gemara holds that if it is a Safik, you can't keep it. Why not? The Magen Mishnah isn't a Magen Mishnah. All the Magen Mishnah did was be a very good aid and testified that our Gemara's Shaka V'Tarya, Kachetez is all assuming if it's 50% chance that he knows or doesn't know, you can't keep it. It has to be 100%. Zatikiyeger, what's the pshat? You have to say that even though there's a muxik, even though the guy who found it is holding it and he's a muxik in it, but because it's a marakama, like Abrami said, what's a marakama mean? An original owner. That alone is not enough. It's got to be a combo, which is, there's a marakama and a suffix. If that marakama ever gave up hope, that's enough for our Gemara to say, keep it by the owner, the original owner.
Outside that he was the Yash.
Right.
And the farm is a shaker.
Good. So that's a suffix. But I'm holding it now. I'm holding it. Vitar is ma. Very good. That's what it means, marakama. That's what the marakama means over here. If there's a marakama, is there written? Vidyuk, that's what his answer is. If there's a marakama, so there's a subbing marakama, so that means the fact that I'm holding it means nothing because I'm holding it for you. I'm your shomer. That's exactly what it means. Zat the Magen Mishnah. I think it's going to be able. Zat the Magen, I'm not arguing with you. But what I'm trying to show you, Rami, is this was the Shaka Tai the Magen Mishnah. That the Magen Mishnah's maskan is like this, which is you are the owner. You were the owner. Maybe you hope, maybe not. That suffix is not enough to take it out of your rishus. You're going to maintain ownership. And the fact that the other guy's holding it is not enough to prove it's his. Because maybe he's holding it as your shomer. And that is the Magen Mishnah's glasses. That's what he saw in our sugya. I went back to this. It's not, when you read the Gemara, you may overlook this point. Abaye said one thing. The Yish is worthless if you don't know. That's all he said. So that's the Magen Mishnah, and the Gemara did something else. The Gemara added on and said, not only is 0% no das, no good, but even if it's only 50%, that's also not enough. You're not allowed to keep it. Okay, that's part one. You know. The question at hand is, we know for sure you were the owner because you have the siman. Oh, so you're, that's tamakasha. How do you ever give it back? That the Ritva says, it's Eden. You have Eden that fell from you. But that 100%, you're right. That's a side point which Ritva takes care of. Okay, so this is part one. May I say something? So this is part one of the sugya. Just appreciate and understand what Abaye did and what the Gemara did and what the Magnus did. Okay, so now, if you hold right here, halacha l'maisa. Halakha l'maisa, if you find an object on the street and you pick it up and it has no simen, are you allowed to keep it? Halakha l'maisa, what would you think at this point? Anyone? If it's 100% that he knows about it or would, then you keep it, but Avi's right. Otherwise, if it's not a mitzvah, not a Zutu Shal Yam, you're not allowed to keep it. And therefore, Goldberg's box is my ticket into Olam Haba because I'm not allowed to keep that stuff. I have to keep it and save it for Mashiach. Therefore, anyone in this room, when you walk on the street and you find something and you pick it up and it has no simen, Make your own box, because you won't be able to return it because it has no simon. And you can't keep it because maybe the guy wasn't miayish yet. And that's where we're holding right now.
Is that a
suffix going out?
Maybe you guys have
to. 100%. That's exactly what we spoke out.
It's still not.
It's a suffix. You know, it was definitely owned by someone.
Right.
And it's a suffix if that someone gave up hope with miayish.
So that you hadn't bought it in the owner.
What?
Physio.
Since it was violent owner, the subject of the eye, that's my question. Great, that is the sugya. That was beautiful. If we stopped learning Rambam as a Perek Yadala, we would be great. Comes along the Rambam Perek Tezvav. The Rambam Perek Tezvav, now it goes off into a different sugya of the Hinuach sugya, Sabi Hinuach sugya, which we're not going to. I'm just pulling out the last line of the Rambam. The last line of the Rambam is, you find something on the floor. You don't know if the owner put it there, if he didn't put it there, and it has no simen. Zat the Rambam. You should not have picked it up. But you picked it up. Zat the Rambam. Haya davar. Vim haya davar she'ein bo simen. Zachabai ve'ein ochai v'achzira. If it's something which has no simen, you are zeich in it, and you do not need to return it. So what's Rambam saying? Rambam saying Goldberg's box you can throw in the garbage because picked it up, I'm holding it now, there's no simon, I can keep it. I mean, I don't really want to keep it because it's garbage, but I'm allowed to keep it. That's what Rambam seems to be saying. And what the Rambam is saying against everything I just spoke out in the last 10 minutes. The Rambam is saying, when you find something, you pick it up, and it has no simon, mazel tov, it's yours, you're zeich in it. I didn't make up those words. Those are the words of the Holy Rambam. Them haya davar she'ein bo simen, zachabai ve'ein chayav lachziro. The Magen Mishnah, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Yonasan, and the Tor. We're going to call them the Fab Five. The Fab Five attack this Rambam. The Magen Mishnah brings them all. And he says, I don't get it. I don't get how the Rambam can say like that. It's against Abaye. And the Rambam finds him like Abaye. Yish Lumidas is not Yish. And it's not the Magen Mishnah, but the single term that we just spoke out. And even if it's a suffix, but the Gemara holds that a suffix also. This is what the Magen Mishnah again is doing the dance. Which is, maybe you would think the Rambam was like the Magen Mishnah's Moda Ani. Which is, Abaye is only when he for sure was in the act. But if it's a suffix, then yeah. It's not the Magen Mishnah, but I proved already from the Gemara that if it's not, if it's 50% of the suffix, you also can't keep it. So Frek the Magen Mishnah and his four fellow friends, how could it be that the Rambam is saying, keep this thing, you should not be allowed to keep it, you have to wait until Elio, and that's how the Ravid passes. The Ravid and the Tor argue on this Rambam and say, when you pick something up and it has no simen, you have to be munach ad sheyavo Elio. So now the job comes to explain the Rambam. And then we'll see where the halacha goes from there. Okay, so come to Kesef Mishnah, which you may have seen on the sheets. The Kesef Mishnah, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Aleph, says the following. The Gemara never said, Atz Munach Eliyahu. The Gemara never said, leave it until Mashiach comes. The Gemara never said, have Goldberg's box. Didn't say it anywhere. Oh, in that case, you can just keep it. Because the Gemara didn't say, Munach Hashiach Eliyahu, so you can keep it. Because, like, what else are you going to do with it? It has no simon. I can't put up signs, because I'm not going to return it to anyone. I have no identifiable features on this thing. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says, that's why the Rambam holds you're allowed to keep it. So the Kesef Mishnah is being very practical. I appreciate the practicalness of the Kesef Mishnah, but it just doesn't stem with anything. Right? We have the Gemara, the 10 Tashmas that we learned, they all say, Harei Shalom, Kasha on Abaye. How come the Gemara doesn't answer? No, it's not just a Kasha, because, you know, what are you going to do with it anyway? You might as well just keep it. Like, we don't wait for all the O's, so just keep it, pocket it. What's going on with the Kesef Mishnah? No problem? Big time. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's in Svara, and very nice, and we could appreciate this. If we weren't God-fearing Jews, it'd be great. Yeah, you know, if nothing else to do with this, just keep it. Like, what else? But like Mani said, we have halacha, we have our Gemara. The Gemara is full of cases that say, Harelu Shalom. The Gemara attacks Abaye. Hey, that's not like you, Abaye. The Gemara gives answers. This case is different. But as a general rule, you can't keep it. So, this is a big problem with the Kesef Mishnah. Now, the Kesef Mishnah wrote another sefer called Beis Yosef. And Beis Yosef, he does the same thing. And then guess what? He wrote a third sefer called Shulchan Aruch. Yes, what he did there. The same thing. The Shulchan Aruch constant like this. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish, Samach, Sif, Tes. What's Simon? Reish, Samach, Sif, Tes. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this Rambam, which means Goldberg box a waste of time. You find something on the street, has no simon, keep it, mazel tov. Well, what else am I going to do with it? Have a box? That's absurd. Who has a box? That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is. And it's a Pella. That's the Magen Mishnah, it's Kashas. It's the Rive, it's Kashas. The Torah is Kashas. The Rambam's Kashas. The Hand is Kashas. What is going with this Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch over this? So it comes along, we're going to bring two major mahalakim in the Naisa Kalim, in the Gedalia Achrayim, how to understand this Rambam. We're going to call it Team Drishan or Kiveger versus the Shach. Two very different mahalakim. They're both coming to explain this Rambam, this Shulchan Aruch. So we'll go with Team Drisha first. The Drisha says like this, and the Kiveger goes with this mahalakim. Well, I should say mahalakim. The Kiveger goes with this to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Drisha and says, we had a Shir Kali a month ago from Rabbi Silver, where he went through all the possible avirahs that happen when you pick something up. So the Drisha says like this, when you pick something up to return, you're tzaddik. You're not over the sigzol, you're not over the sukha l'salim. I pick this up to return. Now I look at this thing. What is this thing? It's got no simon. So I was tzaddik when I picked it up. I wanted to do the right thing. And now I see it has no simon. If it has no simon, I have nothing to do with this. What's left in my three, right, in the Torah, there's three things. There's Lusigzal, Lusukul Asalim, there's one other mitzvah. What is the other mitzvah? Ashim Teshibe. Okay? I'm not over Lusigzal, I'm not over Lusukul Asalim, I'm a tzaddik, I picked it up. There's one thing that remains, Hashim Teshibe, which means return it. My friends, I can't return this. It doesn't have a simon. What? I can't do anything. Let's see. So Zat the Drisha. That's what Rambam means. Rambam means that you did everything you could do. Hashet Teshivim can't apply to you because there's no simon. If there's Eidim, Yashar Koyach, let's go Eidim, come to me. But I can't do anything right now. There's nothing for me to do. And therefore, Zat the Drisha, that's what the Rambam means. I can keep it. Because check, check, check. No Lusigzol, no Lusukul Asalim, no Hashet Teshivim. Because there's no simon. That's what the Drisha says, that's the pshat in the Rambam. I'm not done with this second. What is it? No simon. There's no simon. What's just Rambam? If it is, it is. If it isn't, there's no simon. The Rambam, we're talking about kids, there's no simon. So if you want to tell me there's kids, there's simon, Yashkaya. That's a different case. But now we're on a case, there is no makom simon, there's no simon. Not every makom is simon. If I find something, it's just Rambam. There's times where it's simon, it's not simon. It's not there. So now, yeah. But exactly what he was asking. Great. If it would be a hinuach, that's not the Rambam's case. If it would be a makom and a simon, great. That's a simon. That's not the case we're talking about. We're talking about a case of ain simon. It's not derech hinuach. It's a suffix hinuach. What? The Rambam is going suffix. The Rambam is going suffix. So the makom itself, Rambam is not going to say. The Rambam says, ain bo simon. A makom, that's a simon. That's makom, drab and rabba. Chabez and beiz, if makom is a simon or not. Guess what? Goldberg's box is waiting for a man with a donkey and a white beard that's going to say, that back of that ring goes to Sprintzel. What?
Is there a key that shows that they don't have that?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Shia.
So,
but hey, the goal, according to the Rama and the Drisha, there's no point having Goldberg's box. I can go ahead and keep it now because there's nothing to do with it. I agree with you. I agree with you. I'll say that in a second. So what the Drisha is saying is
still
what?
He's
arguing that. Yeah. Let me wrap this up. I'll wrap up Team Drisha in a minute. So what the Drisha is doing right now is saying an earthquake for the sugya. Right? It's not just we're learning halakha now. We're learning lamdas now. When you learn the Gemara, you have a bayi, kashmad. What's going on over here? According to the Drisha, the Gemara is talking about a very bad man. We're talking about someone who is picking it up for himself. He says, oh, there's no simon, I'm going to take it. The Drisha is saying that's when Abaye says, no, 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 you can't keep it. But if you picked it up to return, your das was to return it. So you're at tzadikal. And then it turns out, oh, there's no simen. Oh, Abaye will agree. Harei l'shelo, keep it. What? The world argues it. This is the Rambam. We're now in the world of the Rambam. I agree with you, Taisu argue. So, Zat Drisha, this is the Rambam. The world's difficult Rambam that says you could keep it. Zat Drisha, what's he talking about? You picked it up, that's to return. Just, there's no way you can return it. You, therefore, miles of time, you can keep it. That's the Drisha. I, the Gemara's, Zat the Drisha. The Gemara's are a case where you picked it up to keep. No, you can't keep it. Halacha ma'aseh, the Rambam is when you pick it up to return, which is the normal case. Right? We're talking about nice good people. You walk on the street, you find the lost mitten from that little kitten. What you do is you pick it up. Oh, I would love to return this thing. Oh, but it doesn't have any name. Oh, in that case, that's not a buying. Zakat Drisha, that's not a buying. That is a case where, even though you don't know who the owner is, you can keep it. That's the Rambam. That's the Drisha. Now, the Magen Mishnah and his fellow friends are saying, not a chance. I don't buy into any of this. You're not allowed to keep it. Put it in Goldberg's box. But that's what they're saying. But what the Drisha is coming to do is explain the Rambam and how it's similar to Shliya. And that is part one, Mahalach one, and the Rambam and the Drisha. What you got?
Even if you have a mind to seal it, when you go through all the
stations,
the
list,
and
the
empty.
Wait.
So
you still say no, when you pick it up, you're a guy. So actually, I wasn't that. We know what I asked earlier. When you pick it up to keep it, so then you're a guy. You're not allowed to do that. So then you have a chila shabbos like zelus. And I'm over the level of things. I need to fix it. Now I may not be able to fix it. I can be stopped. But I definitely can't keep it. That is suras liyadim. When I pick up to steal, that is suras liyadim. When I pick it up to return, I'm at tzadi. I did nothing wrong. And now I'm going through it, and I can't return it. Now, but we definitely have a Rambam problem, which is true. What does the Drisha mean over here? The Drisha say, okay, you don't know what return is, no problem. There's no Hashem Teshivim. Why is there no Hashem Teshivim? Because I can't? Maybe there's Eidim. Maybe I can. Maybe one day we'll find. He doesn't address that. The Drisha doesn't go there. The Drisha is saying, oh, you can't return it. Mazel Tov, you can keep it. It's a Pella. Yeah, Ben.
We have the question, which is that most Jews are strong, honest people. So why are the hardest cases we press into?
So first of all, there's a lot of gaim in the world. We don't just find it.
Right.
No, but therefore, maybe it won't be miyayish, maybe not be miyayish. We're talking about good Jews, but we're also talking about there are some Jews out there that aren't so beautiful.
As well, if you have Goldberg's box, all things that Mashiach will come, and then you have a Kibbutz and Shiva.
Right.
But the owner no longer, well,
the owner's gonna come too. The owner's gonna
come. It's amazing.
It's amazing. The kids, the Yerusha. The Yerusha, they own it. Huh?
How can you return it? Which can you return
it? The Yerusha, the family estate. It's gonna go back to the family estate. Elio's gonna have to deal with that. But the point is, it goes back to the old man's estate. That's where it's going. Okay? Yeah.
And according to Yerusha, Robin's even talking about the middle case of where you're not sure if the guy
Yeah, that's what I'm going. Yeah, so that's the Drisha. It's earthquake, it's earth shattering. Where Kiviger goes with this, it's wild. Fine. The Shach doesn't like this, he doesn't want anything to do with this. Comes on the Shach and he says different. He says he likes what the Kesem Mishnah says. He likes the fact that the Gemara didn't say Munah Hashav Elio, and therefore there is no Goldberg's box. This Elio business, we're not waiting for. The Gemara didn't say it, we're not doing it. Zat the Shach, so what is going on here? Shach says, very good. He says, listen, pick it up and use it. And when the owner comes, you're going to get it back to him. The fact that now you don't know who the owner is, Zat the Shach, I read you the holy words of the Shach. Zat the Shach. Ava gav habaliyat yishalomi das, mikom makoim, ain't tzach lanichat shiyav yaloyo. Even though it's yishalomi das, you can't keep it. You don't have to wait till the yellow comes. Since you don't know who to return it to, do whatever you like. If it turns out, we find out who it is, What the Shach saying, my friend? What the Shach saying? He's saying wild. He's saying, listen, Yishlamidas, it's not yours. It's just not yours. You can't keep it. But you also don't know who to return it to. So you have two choices. I'll get you a second. You have two choices. You can put it in the Goldberg box and wait till like, oh yeah, you can do that. But that's like really stupid. Why would you do that? You're like wasting it. No one's using it. That's really a good thing. Or you know what? Go ahead, use it, enjoy yourself. And whenever the owner is found, Nisbarer, Mashiach, I don't care who, when, what, I'll get a second. So then, in that case, then you're going to give back to him. When the Rambam said, you picked it up, you can keep it. Zat the Rambam, it doesn't mean you can keep it. Cha-ching, you have more money in your bank account. It means, Lashon the Rambam was. Shah, I'm going to read Lashon the Rambam. What's the double Lashon? Zachavai, Enochai, Lachziroi. Zat the Shah. Zachabai Malzav, you can use it. Venachailach Zira, you don't need to put up signs and return it. But of course, if the owner comes, okay, listen. This is the Shach. Is this awesome? No, it's not awesome, it's terrible. But I mean, the Shach says, maybe this is what everyone means, the Lashon is not so good. But what's he trying, what's the Lum defined, right? Right? We're gonna try to say the Lum this is what? I don't get it, it's not my thing. Right? It's not mine. He's saying it's not yours. When the owner comes, you gotta give it back to him. But no, in the meantime, you can use it. Where does that come from? Where is that creation? Like, what is that? So we have, I'm gonna take questions in a second. We have over here the Drisha and we have the Shah. They're both coming give Shah in this Rambam Kesem Mishnah Shulchan Aruch. They're both saying wild Kiddushim, very hard to swallow. What they're saying is, according to the Drisha, you actually could keep it. You could keep it because you didn't do anything wrong along the way. There's nothing else for you to do. I get a second. So Malatav, you can keep it. That's what the Drisha is saying. Why? Because you picked it up to return. If you were to pick up the steel, you know, in this case, then you can't keep it, according to Drisha. So that's Team Drisha. Massive Chiddush, why I'm allowed to keep it. And, oh, because no Hashem is even in your Hermes question, but maybe it will be. Big problem with the Drisha. Okay, we go to Team Shach. What's the Shach saying? Shach is saying, no, listen, what the Rambam means is that L'maisa, you've done everything you can do, and you don't know what to do with it now, so just go ahead and use it. Now, maybe if you picked up the seal, he'd also say that. Look, I picked up the seal, all right, and now I want to return it. I don't know who to return it to. So you know what? Go ahead, use it, enjoy yourself, and whenever the owner shows up, you'll give it to him. Now, according to Shach, let's say it got broken or lost or damaged. So you'll probably have to pay him the money. So meaning, this thing, this object is worth $7 today, so you're going to owe the object or the $7 to the owner. But in the meantime, go ahead and use it. Common sense, great, it makes sense. Why should it sit in a box? Go ahead and use it. It's in this world for use, so go use it. It's just a little bit funny. Why? Louder. Oh, what am I? Very good question. What am I on this object? Am I a shomer? Am I a shoyel? I don't know what I am. I'm someone who has nothing else to do with it, so just let me use it. What? Well, if I'm a shomer aveda, that's machlokes machlokes amarayim. If I'm getting paid skar mitzvah, whatever, this is a legal context. What? Maybe I'm a shoyel. I hear it. Maybe I can become a shoyel. Great, it's a great question. That's the Shach. Okay, so the Shach is saying that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam mean. Massive Chiddush in London. Why it should be like that? Let me take a question. Say, Joseph, you got a question? When you picked it up, you knew someone else, you knew it wasn't yours, and you wanted to return it, but you can't.
Stealing
because... I'm a tzaddik, I picked up your return. We thought until today I'm not allowed to use it. Zuck the Shach. You picked up because you're a tzaddik, you want to return it, just you can. Why put in Goldberg's box? Just go ahead and use it.
You still have doubts that it's somebody else's.
You know it's someone else. I'm using, according to Shach, I'm using someone else's thing with a heter, with the Shach's heter, with the Rambam's heter. Wild. Wild. Yeah, Max. You got a question? You're good.
What if you use it in a regular way and appreciates the value to the money, but at the time this person comes and asks for it,
I'm going to owe it to him. It's frozen. It's his. I found it at $7. Now I use it. $5. I owe it $7, I think.
You asked for the losses about how it was possible for either to say, the priest is saying is that you clean the object and you can use it.
Right.
And the shop's saying is that you
You're using his thing.
But what they're really saying is that, one is, when you're trying to limit the amount of stealing, because if, the Dries job, most people are not, I guess, what the chat really, most people aren't really looking for people who are not looking for it, So more people will be avoiding stealing if the object is never there, they just can use it. And according to the Drisha, I guess it's less stealing.
Maybe. We're trying to save the world from stealing. At the end of the day, we're asking, I don't understand both of them. Both the Kiddush and the other.
The Gemara was saying that Shemar to Malice,
but now we're going to right. The Shomer Veda cannot use the stuff. Zot the Ramah, you're different. According to the shot. You're different. Why? Because it had no sin in. Maybe he was on the ice. Maybe he wasn't on the ice. What? You have a chila but I can't do it. I can't do my chila
shalom.
That's a chizr shah. It's a chizr shah that even though I can't return it, I should, and I'm not the owner, but I've done everything in my hand that I could do.
But the
Rambam, where does
using
come in? Amen, brother. I'm with you. That's a shock from that chizr. When you've done everything you can do, go ahead and use it, because nothing else you can do except away from Mashiach. So you know what? Why just in a box for Mashiach? Go ahead and use it. Maybe it was in the eye, maybe it wasn't in the eye, it was in the end of that. Use it. What? He didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
Rambam
also, as well, it says by Ben Midas that even though she gave Hashem his mind, she's not allowed to keep it. You keep it forever and ever.
But if it has a simen, it makes it a little bit different. Right? I should add that. The Rambam was said by Emo Simen. It has a simen. You're the chila shava korega verega, find the guy. You can never use that. It's only davar she'ein bo sim, where you can't find the guy. And also, I think coupled with the fact that maybe he was miyayish, like, maybe he was miyayish, that may be a part of the chunk over here. You know, at the end of the day, maybe you're using your thing, because maybe he actually was miyayish. So therefore, when you have this whole chunk over here, it's not the shock, it's not the tradition, you can use it, you can keep it. That's his total, yeah, Max?
It also says above a kind of something, like a beta that you find that has a simen on it, it's so good, it can't do, then he's miyayish on it. Still
have
a dinner, a bunch of cheap.
You're allowed to keep that kind of the object,
just like
you might use it. You're kind of the object, and what?
You're allowed to
use it? Yeah, I'll tell you something. I tell you something like Zayda, it's
true. Yeah, it's like the shot.
But that's a little bit different. They're because it was Bada Yish.
Yeah.
You're talking about Bada Yish. Over here, we don't know anything that happened. It's Yish only that. We don't know anything that happened.
It's not like the
Rambam. It's one makes something.
I'm not saying there are people that hold it kind of the object.
Right, that's when there was Yish. That's when there was Yish. Israel, you had a shayla? You're good? The phones? What about it?
No, the
what about it? You don't like it?
I want it.
Oh, you want to send it? No problem, man. Take it. Now, okay, take it. Yeah, Joseph. Why? It's okay. The sugya is talking about food. I'm gonna keep in my box. I have no food. Okay, I'm not saving the rotten apple for Mashiach. You're right. When it comes to food, they're a whole different ball game. Stop that rotten. Whatever you write it down. In my box, I have written down stuff. Pieces of paper. Why? I'm not done yet. This is not over. We have another hour. Now listen. So that. We're going to freeze the value. We're going to freeze the value. At the moment you start using it, we're going to, Mashiach, whatever, it's going to be frozen. It's worth $25 a time of your use. Now go ahead and use it, but you're going to owe $25 object. You know. What? But if he doesn't know about it, he can't give up hope. He would. That's a Bayez Yish Lomidas.
He would be Bayez.
It doesn't work. Inflation, it's a good try. How are we going to figure everything out? I don't know.
I'm saying the vulnerability of the item itself.
Okay. If it breaks, I'm going to have to pay him. But the chizah, I'm allowed to use it, and I'll have to pay him back if I break it.
But I'm saying if I find a concrete cup, and it's not going to get broken at all, there's
right.
No question.
No question what?
Because it's not enough. There's no problem with anything, because he's going to come pick it up and see the same exact thing.
That's great. But am I allowed to go into your house and use your concrete cup?
No.
Excuse me, that's a chizr shach. Without the shach, the answer is no way. You can't use someone else's thing. And this is maybe someone else's thing. The shach chiddush, you can use it. Even whether it's concrete or not concrete, you're allowed to use it. Shragi, what you got? I owe him this thing. I have to do my best. If it deteriorate without me using it, then I'm not going to pay for that. That's not my fault. There's certain built-in deterioration. Leave me alone. We're talking about what I caused. Okay, let me just wrap up. So this was the Shach and the Drisha giving Pshat in the Rambam. Halach alamaisa. What's going to be now? So according to the Rambam and the Shach and the Drisha, you now have no need for Goldberg's box. When you find an object on the street, pick it up with das to return, look it good, find the simon, return it. No simon, keep it. According to the Drisha, it's yours. According to the Shach, you can use it. Halacha lemaisa, we don't hold like this. Why? Because there is a Ramah. There's a Ramah that argues on the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah and simon. And simon. Reish Samach, Sif. That was a trick. Okay, Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes. The Ramah waited until Sif Yud. And says, Kol Zeh, meaning both Sif Tes and Sif Yud is the Rambam. And Zak the Ramah, we argue. The Ramah passes like the Magen Mishnah Sfat 5 and says, we do not hold like this Rambam. So the Shach and the Drisha also may agree with this Ramah. They were just coming to give Shach and the Rambam. We have a Rambam, we have a Shulchan Aruch saying massive Chidushim. The Shia today was to explain those massive Chidushim. But at the end of the day, the Ramah says we don't hold them. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he brings down the old rain in the Rambam and says, at the end of the day, we hold like the Ramah. And therefore, Goldberg's box is the way to go. Because when you find something on the street and it has no simon, maybe it's miayish, maybe not. That's our Gemara that says you're not allowed to keep it. That's the Magen Mishnah, you're not allowed to keep it. And that is a Pesach Halacha, you're not allowed to keep it. Keep a box. Bye.